Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We're glad to have y'all folks back with us today, and boy, Doug, we've been cranking out the content.
I'm telling you.
I'm waiting on somebody to click on that buy me a coffee.
Well, we have gotten a few donations, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A few bucks here and there. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen them yet.
We got the coffee.
We do have some coffee. So we want to keep shamelessly plugging that buy me a coffee. I think it works, too. If not, just copy and paste into your browser. Hey, Doug, I try to bring some news and noteworthy items up.
We both do, absolutely.
And things that, you know, I want our listeners and viewers to be aware of, especially right here in our backyard here in Florida.
Right.
You know how I love a good Florida man story. You know, I just love it. Well, you know, there's nothing that'll top our hero, the Florida man, more or perhaps even come close than Florida woman. So I have a little tidbit today. Florida woman, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Florida woman story. And this is just right next door to next, what's that next county there?
Dixie?
Marion. East of Marion.
Yeah.
Marion
yes,
County.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff happens over there in Marion County.
Miles Barker was killed there, you know?
Yeah, all kind of stuff.
Good stuff going on there for a long time.
A lot of stuff happening around there in Marion County. As I recall, you and I were over there for a while in an Army Reserve
unit.
Yes,
you know, it's kind of like the Marion County to Florida. It's kind of like the heart of the watermelon, you know.
It's right in there, boy. You get some good stuff over there. And this one delivers today. This is recent, just happened. But you know how you and I, Doug, we're getting on here and we're making content, build our followers up.
Absolutely.
Well, Florida woman.
3, 4, 5.
Right. Well, Florida woman over there, she had a formula worked a lot better than how we're doing it and had tens of thousands of followers on Instagram.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Right. And you and I, I think we have 2 followers on our YouTube channel. But, so this young lady over there in Marion County, and I didn't even know we had laws about this, but evidently, she set up an arrangement. She's 27 years old. She set up an arrangement where she would do a special type of video for $500.
Okay.
$500. I'd buy a lot of coffee.
Yeah, right.
Even this Peruvian coffee at $500.
So
how this deal worked was it was her and her dog.
Oh,
yes. And again, you know, I know this is a family friendly show, but I got to bring these news stories in here.
Oh, something that important's got to come to the surface.
We
can't be hiding that. Well, that explains the $500.
We've got to be able to discuss these matters. We'll just say special relations with the dog. Now, the only thing I will say is, fortunately, it was a Chihuahua.
Oh.
It was not a Great Dane.
Yeah, they kind of get locked up with the thing they're shagging.
I'm trying not to go there, Douglas. I'm a biologist, but I'm trying not to go that far.
I didn't
far
know for sure.
I'm just, story,
you know,
now.
I've heard a little bit.
I've got a picture of her and the molested canine, and I'll throw that up on the screen here, so folks can see.
And law enforcement found out about this, and that's a no-no apparently.
And I didn't know we needed laws about, but she did violate 2 laws. And here, let me read this. Let me read this to you.
You would think one wouldn't need such laws.
I didn't know we needed those laws. I really didn't. I could see maybe somebody, you know, might eat a dog. You know, kill a dog and eat it.
That's probably not illegal though.
Right. Yeah, she can do that. All right. but evidently you can't do this. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Logan Gaminski, 27, of Ocala, Florida, Allegedly. Don't forget that. Allegedly,
yes.
Shared clips of her and her dog with her 15,000 followers on Instagram at $500 a pop.
Woo.
Police received an anonymous tip, and she was arrested just this past March and charged with two felonies. Now, here's the felonies.
Ooh.
Sexual activity involving an animal. And then the second one. Is filming sexual activity involving an animal. So both of them are two felonies that she is charged
folks,
with.
Both are felonies.
Both of those, not just one of them.
Yep.
So,
they're throwing the book at her. She's going to need that money for attorneys. It sounds like.
You know, I guess she messed up with the dog and then she filmed it and put it on Instagram somehow.
So she needs that Gibson Go account. Hey, help me out, y'all that got that video. Now I'm in kind of a bind, and you've still got the video, you know. So,
but crazy stuff. But hey, Florida woman coming in strong. So
I don't know if we want to claim that one, Steve.
I'll tell you. But again, hey, it's news. I got to pass it on.
We'll claim some wild ones, but I don't know about that one, you know. So.
Man, so we got a guest coming up. We got a Zoom call. About to jump on a Zoom call.
Yes.
Doug, tell us a little bit about this young man.
We're going to interview a guy. We said we were going to have some sports on this show, so we're going to interview a young man who is a professional arm wrestler, and I think that's going to be very interesting to learn about, because I don't know much about the arm wrestling sport.
That's going to be interesting. Yes. And he's he's here in Florida.
He's a Tampa native, right?
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent. So Florida man about to come on here and do some arm wrestling.
Yes.
Glad he's Zoom, because I wouldn't want to have to I'd hate to have to lock up with him, you know, and we had to get in an arm wrestle, because I think he'd probably break my little chicken wing.
So,
all right, hey, here we go. Arm wrestling, dog training. You get everything on our show, so enjoy it coming up.
Welcome to the Palm and Pine podcast today. And as I said earlier, we have a wonderful guest today, Mr. Brad Grundy from Tampa, Florida. He joins us, and he's one of my former students. And what's so exciting, I think, about Brad is he's a professional arm wrestler. And we said we would have some sports on this podcast, and we're true to that promise today. We're going to have our first real sportsman on the podcast. He's one of my former students at USF. He's currently a biology major at USF. He's also served in the U.S. Army as a medic, did an overseas tour in Korea. And as I said, he's currently a professional arm wrestler. So we're very excited to have him. Welcome to the podcast, Brad Grundy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, man. It's definitely easier than doing a lab report. But it's great to be here, and I'm excited to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your history, your family history? You know, guys play basketball, they play football, they play baseball. What led you to get into arm wrestling?
Really just boredom. So I was always a pretty big athlete in high school, and I was in Korea for the Army. And over there, they had some like grappling, some wrestling and stuff. But except for that, it was kind of bare bones. So I was branching out, doing like Muay Thai and stuff over there. And eventually my Korean counterpart in the Army, he found this all Korean website. And it was like, we need strong men to come to this arm wrestling event. And it was in this basement in Seoul. So I drove like 3 hours up there because I was super bored. And I go in this basement. And really, I start kicking everyone's butt because they're these kind of smaller Korean dudes. Then they call up their buddies, and these bigger and bigger Korean dudes start coming in. And so you have like these James Bond looking like villain bodyguard sumo guys. And they pull out their cameras and they kick my butt so hard that I couldn't turn a door handle for like 2 months or something. My wrist was just gone. But that was the start. And I had explained to my like sergeants why I couldn't work out properly, that these little Koreans had messed me up. And it was a rough 2 months.
Had to get an excuse from PT, and they weren't buying it probably.
No, they weren't happy about it, but yeah.
Well, hey, a couple things out of that right off the bat. You know, I will say that every arm wrestling match I've personally been in, which, you know, four or five, they all stem from boredom. So being bored, that's how
I'm drunk, right?
Yeah, that's sometimes how I start. And the other takeaway from what you just described was, you know, who knows what you might be getting into when you enter some basement in Korea, right?
Yeah, yeah. But they were super nice. And that's one of the cool things about arm wrestling is you can go anywhere in the world and it's the same kind of people, like almost like MMA to an extent, but even nicer because you kind of have some like psychopaths in MMA who want to hurt people. Arm wrestling is just guys who want to like be strong and kind of go at it and get drunk usually. So I've been, you know, Dubai, Turkey, Korea, all over Guatemala. And they're all like, they always pay for your food, you know, give you a place to stay. Super nice people.
So, now, is it kind of like its own community, the arm wrestling?
Yeah,
you get, get to know everybody.
It's getting pretty big actually. Now I think there's more money in arm wrestling than there is in actual wrestling.
Oh
yeah. Like the top guys are all making a good bit over 100K per match, like the very top guys. So
Now, notice you do your left hand and right hand. Do guys go both ways? Do you have to go both ways or do you specialize in one arm or the other?
I mean, everyone specializes to some extent, but yeah, you can go both ways. Most guys, they choose one to specialize in at the highest level because it's pretty competitive now. There are some freaks out there that are strong enough to do both in their weight class. Right hand is definitely more prestigious, but left hand is starting to make more of an entrance now that the sport's getting so big.
Now, is there like technique and strategy or like do you try to like see who's going to last the longest or you try to win immediately or what do you do?
What is the longest of matches ever been?
It is so different than what you think that it would take me an hour to explain it.
Right.
Sure. But the very basics is that you never want to hang on to the guy. So the second you grab onto him, he can then begin to manipulate you pretty much. So you always want to be coming backwards in some variation or catching the guy. Almost like if you had an outside boxer and you had like Mike Tyson, right? Mike Tyson wants to be inside and catching the guy. That would be this kind of arm wrestling. Mm-hmm. The other guy is trying to run away, more box on the outside, and take the guy's hand. So those are kind of your options. You either take the hand or you're the stronger guy and you try to just muscle him.
So you don't want the match to last too long.
Well, it depends if you're in tournament. If you're in tournament, no, because you're going against someone else right after that. They have these things called super matches where you're versing the same guy over and over. And if you're in a better lane or you have better endurance in general, then you don't mind at all. Yeah, you want it to be longer. So you have guys wait out the guys for, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. Oh. Yeah.
Now all sports, you know, it's a young man's game sports. And, you know, then there's an age range at which you can do it. What age range is a man in his prime for arm wrestling?
That's the weirdest part about the sport is it's actually closer to about 50
or 40. Oh, really?
Yeah. So all the top Americans are over 40.
So you've arm wrestled some older guys then.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, one of the best ones actually an engineer. And he's very much like yourself. And he's, you wouldn't think much of him. He's like 5'10.
Very much like me.
Yeah.
He's about 5'10, a very like put together dude, but he's not like these guys in Russia and Georgia are curling like 300 pounds. Oh. Like literally bicep curling 300 pounds. Uh-huh. And this dude's like 58, I think. And he probably curls like 120, but he figured out the proper vectors to hit and how to train them because it's very physics based.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a lane where he can beat these guys who are curling 300 pounds just because he knows how to train in the best way possible for biomechanics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You would actually be very fascinated by him, I think.
I would. And now, did you learn some tips from him for this guy?
Yeah. Well, really, we talked a lot and he's a very smart guy, but, we actually pulled as well in a tournament and had a good match, but he drinks every day and just trains his butt off. And that, and he's a happy guy. He's got a happy girl, and that's his life.
So, oh man! Now, is there a way to cheat at arm wrestling? Like, can you reach down and tickle the guy, or would you?
There's so much cheating that it's like an accepted part of the sport, and it's just called like getting what you want, and really convincing the audience and the refs that you don't have too much. Because if the ref thinks you're cheating too much, then he will start to like, you know, lay down the law. But if you can convince him and the audience, like, I'm not actually doing that much, then you can get away with a good bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, earlier this spring, you told me, well, Dr. Barlow, I've got to miss a class to go to a competition in Georgia. And I thought, well, you could just drive up there, you know. But that was East European Georgia. And tell us a little bit about that trip and what Georgia is like.
Yeah, Georgia was probably the worst trip I've been on in a long time. You know, this year has been rough on me, but that trip, I got a parasite and COVID and had to cut 25 pounds of water and fought probably the hardest opponent I ever have. So it really was a massacre, okay. Not in my favor.
So you guys have like weight classes you have to be in. And
yeah, and you know what? I probably should lose weight. You can probably see from just my face, I'm a little too overweight, but I've also taken to heart the drinking and training a little bit. A lot of these guys, like, you want to have a little weight if you're not blasting gear or steroids. Because if you start cutting, especially before a match, your hormones will tank. So like really, if you want to cut, it has to be a few months out. You can't just like say, I have a match in a month and a half, I'm going to cut 20 pounds.
Okay.
You'll show in there super weak. Yeah. So, a lot of the guys are lean and mean, but they're on a lot. You'd be surprised how much stuff guys take for the sport, especially in Russia and Kazakhstan, because it's their national sport. So they're getting gifted like condominiums for winning these matches. So they're taking a lot of stuff.
Now, we love a funny story on this podcast, and I overheard you tell a funny story. You were a cheerleader in high school. Something kind of ended your career.
So that was 11th grade or 12th grade, maybe, actually. I lost a bet to someone. I forget why. And I did spring break cheerleading.
What high school was this?
It was a very Christian small private school in Sampa, Berkeley. Maybe more Christian at the time. But I did cheerleading, and I'd already been wrestling for a good bit. And I remember the head of sports brought me in. And he's like, there's a lot of red flags here, buddy. You want to tell me something? And he's like, trying to get a feel for why I'm doing this. I wasn't sure if he thought I was gay or just being a moron. But anyway, I went to cheer practice, and I had a hard time memorizing the chants. So they just kind of made me do somersaults and try to lift the girls. But I hadn't worked out at all at that point. I just was done wrestling. My back was real strong, so my press wasn't great. And there was one bigger chick, and I went to lift her up, and I don't know if she slipped or I gave out. I forget the actual happenings of it, but she fell. I was like this, and she just came right down on me, like asked the nose, and really fucked my nose up. So I was out for the rest of the practice, and I kind of told them, like, hey, I don't want to do any more of that lifting stuff. I'm just going to do my somersaults and scream at the crowd. But I was too lazy to memorize the chants, so I was kind of just yelling nonsense at the crowd. So it wasn't – they pretty much fired me very quickly from spring cheer.
You got fired from male cheerleader.
Well, so much for being inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good arm wrestling after that.
Yeah.
Going farther down the totem pole.
Well, tell us what's up next for Brad Grundy, your wrestling schedule. What's up next? What are you getting ready for now?
I wish there was something. I have a thing tomorrow that I planned 6 months ago. It's with a buddy in Tampa. And it's a left-handed match, so it's not super serious. But really, I had to stop just because school, organic chem was kind of kicking my butt. Then med school was coming up, and MCATs as well.
Okay.
So I'm really putting, like, for me, arm wrestling was like 8 hours a day. Like, I was working out 4 to 6 hours a day, doing super high weight, low reps, and just doing that. But I had to put it on the back burner just because I was trying to study and I was thinking about arm wrestling the whole time. I'm a very obsessive person. So now I'm fully cutting it out for at least a little while, and I'm just doing like wrestling and pickleball and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you're a pre-med. You're wanting to go to medical school.
Pre-med, yeah.
To expand upon or build upon your medic experience. Okay, that's great. Well, there's just so much stuff to talk about, you know, and we have limited time on here. Well, back on again sometime.
Yeah, I'd be down. I mean, you're definitely doing me a favor here, getting out of the lab. So
yeah,
whatever you want.
Explain that. Can you talk about that? Did you missed a lab?
Let's not talk about that too much.
Say, well, hey, I missed it. Hey. I missed it for arm wrestling, and I'm solving it with arm wrestling.
He had to go to Georgia.
Well, you did. There were physics involved with arm wrestling.
There was. Yeah, there's actually a crap ton of physics involved, more than you think.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. That's great. Well, it's been great talking to you, Lawrence or Brad, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, Brad's easier.
You go by Brad in the field. He's got some wonderful YouTube videos out there of him competing. They're out there. We're going to put some in the description.
Okay, great. Yeah.
People will see that and go to that and support you if you're ever out there doing it again. And we just appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. See you guys.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.